5. The Mountain.
Show. 105.1. The Buzz.
Leave me.
105.1. The Buzz. Dorian and Mitch.
With the unexplained. Unimaginable.
The news of the weird.
Daria, Ted, there are some very interesting experiments. That's your news of the weird.
Yay.
Daria and Mitch with producer Ted.
Portland's number one afternoon show. 105.1.
Overwhelmed with credit card debt?
Terms of use.
105.1 The Buzz. Portland's number one station for KT Tunstall. Hearing KT Tunstall, you're probably listening to 105.1 The Buzz.
What you're hearing now is the sound
of council in the station.
The 90s to now.
105.1 The Buzz.
Dari mentioned Ted and Coldplay on 105.1 The Buzz.
This may not be the case in summertime when it's a really, really beautiful day, but I think throughout a lot of the rest of the year, when people call in sick and they're not really sick, it's not so they can go and do something, so they can go and play hooky and go have fun. It's because they need a mental day off or they need to get caught up on non-work things. They have stuff stacked up in their household or little like things they have to do, but they have no time to do like some DMV related thing. I don't know about you guys, but the temptation to take advantage of the H1N1 craze.
Yes.
Woo! Especially when you get emails saying stuff like, if there's even the slightest, remotest possibility that you have a sniffle that may turn into something more, by all means, stay home from work for weeks and weeks.
Yep.
I'm paraphrasing slightly.
Okay.
888-733-5105 is very great. That is the temptation.
Yeah.
Mitch is, of course, too forthright and honest to ever call in sick when he's not sick. But he strongly encourages Ted and I to do it whenever possible.
I'm thinking of others,
probably,
as always.
I am probably the more likely to do this than Ted is. Just for whatever reason, my will can be bent to that possibility a lot more easily. So Mitch is constantly asking me things like, "Well, I'll come in and I'll say,
it's usually only on a Monday.
I'll go, oh God, I'm so tired. Like the baby he wasn't crying, but he was just making this noise. And
sure.
Mitch goes, you don't look well. You better.
You can't let the immune system get run down. You better go home and get some rest.
You better go home, and we should too. 888-733-5105. Are you, Buzz listener, the master of calling in sick? And if so, what are your secrets? You don't have to obviously give your real name. If you're off sick today, sick lowercase in quotes, then so much the better. I'm thinking in terms of
the title of the song he's going to play from 1988 was borrowed from the name of an Amsterdam hash bar. Maybe you already know that, but check in with Mike anyway. I mean, he's got everything. He does Resurrection Jukebox 8 o'clock, 9 to noon's commercial free. Then you run the radio station at noon for Barrel of Monkeys. It's just so much fun. I want to get on a tune that's. It reminds me of summer because it's a great road song. And I always think of road songs in the summertime.
The Home Depot has new lower council.
Click listen and hear Robbie and Mike anytime
at the new 99.
I remember one time I tried to fake a fever.
With the thermometer on a light bulb or something?
Yeah.
And put it back in your mouth?
I didn't put it back in my mouth.
Don't ever do that.
Because you can burn the hell out of the underside of your tongue. I just held it against the light bulb for what I felt was an appropriate amount of time, and I brought it into my mother, and she just took one look at it and handed it back.
Right, 330.
Yeah, exactly. 888-7, because you know what? To this day, I can't read those bastards.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I cannot figure
really?
Out how to...
The old-fashioned one? The traditional?
The mercury
in it? Oh, it's really hard to get it focused just right.
Yes, I know. 888-733-5105.
Oh, you do.
Shush!
That's hard, Ted.
Are you the master at calling in sick? Pretend that we're your boss.
Yeah.
And kind of...
Nice variety in that mountain of classics on 99.5 The Mountain. Eric Clapton in there, The Who, U2, Fleetwood Mac as well. And it's almost time for 5 for the Drive. So what we're going to do at 5 o'clock is I'm going to lay down a sort of a butchered movie trailer, but I think it will give you the idea of which movie it was. And maybe you can guess the year. The decade is given away in the trailer I'm going to
give. Like I could have, but I'm saving it. I'm saving
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Because it's not time yet.
Right.
But you'll know one of these days in the future, possibly the near future. All of us will be off the air, and it'll be because one of us is sick, and I promise you, that person won't be sick.
No.
888-733-5105. Sometimes we will, but there's going to be at least one time. Oh, we're not sick.
Of course.
We're at home, and we're freaking watching Freaks and Geeks on Netflix.